Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm ready for a shot, John.
I'm ready for a shot, too.
Are you going to serve me a shot? Because Malibu? Matt's not fucking here.
I know. Matt, for those who don't know, I don't know where he is. In fact, Gina's not here either.
And they're not here for our episode on Sunday. So
that's right.
What good is this?
I don't know. I mean, you know, all we ask is that people show up for sometimes, and for some reason that can't happen here.
The only good thing is that we have more fun without them.
Yeah.
And there's more alcohol for us to drink.
Absolutely.
So I feel okay with it.
Definitely. And speaking of which, we're not going to let you know just yet what this Sunday's drink is, but let's just say it's very dinotastic. That's a new word I just came
okay.
up with.
Wait, the killing is dinotastic? Like the murder's dinotastic?
Oh, or in a sense.
Or is the drink dinotastic?
The drink is dinotastic.
The drink is definitely dinotastic. I'm not sure about the murder this
no,
week.
Yeah, no. Did I say the murder?
The killings.
Should we tell people what we were just doing?
Yeah, Megan made us do this boring thing where we had to literally say kill, killers, killings, the killings, like slow, medium, fast, like over and over and over and over and over again. And I had to listen to John
for editorial, for editing purposes, because sometimes we talk so fast you have to like go in and like piece in what we're actually saying. So anyway, thanks for putting us through that, Megan. Megan, would you like a shot of Malibu?
After that, oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. She says, okay. Here's a quick
she's putting that
shot.
In there.
Oh, that's a lot. Sorry, Darren.
Pour me. Yeah,
is that a good shot? And then I'm going to just splash up in a little bit of mine here. Okay. And let's do a quick cheers, bitch. Why not? You know,
let's
it's
do
another
it.
Shot. We're back with a normal
cheers,
episode.
Bitch.
Cheers, bitch.
Oh, my God. We're sipping. We're taking the shot, right?
I just took a shot. Yeah. It's called another shot, Darren, not another sip.
You didn't take a shot. There's half left in there.
Darren, you weren't supposed to say that I had my drink left over.
I'm calling you out.
God, hold on. Here we go. Mmm. It's really good. Megan was saying, well, you'll hear it in this coming week, but or this coming full episode, that Malibu reminds her of college, and it's so true. Like, it was one of those drinks that it feels like every house party in college had Malibu sitting
around.
Well,
I was going to say, because when we were kind of talking about, what was like the first, like, what did you drink in college when you were like first getting drunk, or high school when you were first getting drunk? But college, it's just like, you're all living together. So I feel like in high school, you're just taking your parents' liquor. That doesn't count.
Well, you know, this should come as no surprise, but I did not drink any alcohol until I was 22 years old, which I, again,
No speck,
which I don't think is a surprise to anybody knowing my drinking habits, which I really only drink on the show at this point in my life. I do remember my first glass, my first drink was a nice red wine I had at dinner, and
classy,
it was
bitch.
So good. I know, but let me, don't get it twisted. I went to WVU. I was drunk many, many times throughout my times.
So you thought like red wine was like delicious?
I don't know. I don't remember what I thought about it. I remember thinking like, this is what everyone's been talking about since like high school. Like
right.
I really, and it was just, I don't know why I didn't drink. I just was never really interested in it. Like I was doing so many different things in high school and early college. Like I just never really got into it. But then at dinner when I was of age, I was like, oh yeah, I will have some wine. And it was good for dinner. I don't know. I love red wine. What's your preference with wine? We haven't had wine on the show.
I'm a rosé gal. I used to be a big any type of wine drinker, but red wine really makes me super tired.
Yeah.
and I get a little bit of a headache from it. So I kind of, even like white wine too much, rosé is really the only one I can handle. Mm. Not a big drinker too much anymore. In college, I was getting way too drunk. I mean,
we figured that out in the setup of the question.
Boxed alcohol, but I think the first any type of boxed alcohol because it was cheap. But you know, back in college when I was like really hammering at home, it was a lot of the flavored vodkas and Captain Morgan.
Oh my god!
Like
Three
I loved
olives.
A rum. I loved Malibu.
Malibu's good.
Like I went to Curacao and Aruba, and you know, you get all of that cheap shit at duty free. So I remember I convinced my parents to buy it for me for college.
Did you say Curacao?
I was in the island of Curacao.
Interesting. Might be a nice foreshadowing for Sunday's episode. Wink, wink.
It might be.
Might be.
It's a beautiful place.
Okay, so one of the things I really do want to get to today is the big debate across our Facebook group, across Twitter, across...
It's a big debate.
Across Instagram is fishmonger. Now... On last week's episode, there was something about a fishmonger. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was somebody who collected fish. I had no clue what it was.
Okay, yeah, that's something.
And fans really took to it in our Facebook group. In fact, Devin, we talk about this on next week's episode, but let's bring it up here as well. You know, did you know what a fishmonger was prior to this week's episode? He asked the group, and overwhelmingly at this point in both recordings, everyone did seem to know what a fishmonger was. And that just really surprised me. I was like, I'm from what is considered like the Appalachian region of the country, and we just didn't have fishmongers. So I just want to make a statement now and say, I'm sorry I didn't know. You're getting to know me very well. You're going to know some of my vulnerabilities on
the
show.
Maybe if you were from Baltimore, you'd know what it was, like more seafood area. But what I think the fans have a problem with was the fact that you thought it was someone who collects fish.
Right.
And listen, can you have an aquarium and collect a certain amount of fish?
And be a fishmonger?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sure. I think they were a little surprised.
Yeah.
You know, and in your way of describing what a fishmonger could be as someone who collects fish.
It was just...
I think that's where the real crux of the situation lies.
Yeah. And just, you know, I all I can say is I wish I would have known. Someone even posted in the Facebook group about how it was in Hamlet. I've read Hamlet. Never heard of fishmonger.
I've never even read Hamlet.
It's very boring. You don't want to watch it or don't want to read
it. If you paid attention,
sweetie. Or watch it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, let's put an end to fishmonger, just like the V
word.
You're
never going
to
forget.
Just like every other thing that has become a thing on the show about me, let's forget about it. Megan's laughing. By the way, Megan is on the show today. She has a beautiful tan.
She does.
I think it's worth mentioning.
She looks like a sea mermaid. Beautiful.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to give our listener friend, Lauren, a shout out, who came to see us at CrimeCon.
Hey, Lauren.
And she was the one. Do you remember the blue hair? And we complimented
her hair.
Yes, of
course. She looks very much so like the drinks we're having this week.
That's true. Another potential spoiler. Yeah. Tune in Sunday. But I told her at CrimeCon I would give her a shout out, and then I keep forgetting. So, Lauren, sorry for that late delay, but thanks for stopping by our booth. Another thing that really took our social media by storm over the week is people saying whether or not you sound like Jodie Foster.
Yeah, well, I think I said that in an episode that people normally think I sound like Jodie Foster.
I think you do.
I've gotten Julie Bowen before.
That's from Modern Family.
From Modern Family. She's been in other things.
Oh, you definitely sound way more like her. I'm just realized.
I've
just trying
that.
To remember.
But then I read on our Facebook group that someone thought we sounded like Damien and Janice Ian from Mean Girls, which is funny because Janice Ian, who is played by... not in the movie, but incredibly hot Lizzie Kaplan is like my number one girl.
Oh, interesting.
So I will take, I don't care. Even if I look like Janice Ian, I'm fucking happy with it. I'll take it.
I've never heard that, but I can see how people probably associate us with that similar kind of dynamic, I would say.
Yeah,
based
two gate
on the show.
Of function. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Taylor and Facebook also created a poll. Polls ablaze on our Facebook page.
Thank God.
He asked the group, does Darren sound like Jodie Foster?
What are the results?
Well, 5 people said possibly.
Okay.
8 people said yes. I'm voting right now. Let me click it yes, because I think
so
you do.
So 9 people.
9 people now say yes, while 66 say no.
Wow.
Which is surprising, because you've mentioned this to me before. Like, people have mentioned that to
and
you.
And I don't, obviously, I think I sound differently than how you guys think I sound. But I've gotten Jodie Foster just over the years, but that could also just be like...
demeanor,
a lesbian female kind of, you know, it has never been over like radio waves. It's always been in person. So it's there could have been other influential factors.
They're seeing the visual. Because you do kind of not, I wouldn't say you look like her.
And
even,
I'm an Oscar winner.
That's
so
true.
So there's that.
You have a panic room.
I definitely have
so
a panic room.
So that's the other reason.
Yes.
That's why everyone's thinking you're Jodie
Foster. I was in Taxi. Like there's a lot of things that are similar. I played a child prostitute when I was 14. There's a lot.
You were Nell. It's fine.
Yeah. Someone tried to shoot the president for me.
Serial killer shit, Megan's
pointing
out.
Yeah, a little Silence of the Lambs. I love a little Chianti. There's a lot of similarities between me and Jodie.
I love it.
Yeah. Guys, a live update. So we stopped recording because my landlord was calling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably why there was a break in the episode. So I thought there was like a little bit of a flood going on. Whatever. Not in my apartment, but the apartment below.
Because he said it was the apartment below was leaking.
Yeah. Well, when I asked my landlord, I was like, is it a, like you heard me say it. I was like, is it a big deal? He was like, you know, no, but you know how people act when there's a leak coming from their apartment, which is exactly how I would act. So fine. So my super got in and I was like, okay, I'm going to be home in 30, but like I only have 15 minutes because I have to go on a shoot. And he was like, I got into your apartment. How?
What?
How?
Does your super have a key?
I think it's from the apartment above you.
Well, does that mean that your apartment is now damaged?
Is my apartment damaged or leaking?
She's texting right away. Well, by the way, how though?
I can't remember if... I mean, obviously they have a master set of keys, but the way I'm not even going to describe, this is not interesting to anyone, but maybe
no,
I did
is.
And I just forgot that I gave him my keys.
Well, this would be a great kind of subject to touch on, which is apartment problems. Megan was about to give us a note, I feel like.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, have you ever had any other major problems? Because I also had a leak in a previous apartment.
Yeah. I mean, I think just the nature of living
in New York.
I mean, I had mice one time, not in my apartment now, but in an apartment before, but they were like rat fucking sizes.
Oh god!
I just know they were actual mice, but they were like New York mice, where they'd been clearly feeding off of something.
Oh no!
That was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Well, you were mentioning a leak.
Yes.
I had an apartment in Harlem here in New York City when I had first moved to New York, and the bathroom was just in a weird, like it was just like laid out weird. I could tell like something was going on here. I couldn't point my finger on like what exactly the problem was with this bathroom, but it just gave me a weird vibe. Well, one day I'm in the shower. Okay. Imagine or not me in the shower.
Yeah.
And I'm like in the shower and like little bits of like the drywall and the ceiling start coming. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this falling apart? Like, is the heat from the, cause it got like really, really hot. It was one of those showers that had like the hottest water. So it was like maybe the heat and the moisture starting to like break through the drywall. Then huge chunks of the ceiling start falling down and like land in the bathroom with like a loud thud. And I look up and like literally, I don't know if it was a leak, I don't know what it was, but a lot of my ceiling started to just cave in. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna actually be staying in a hotel for the next few days because I couldn't shower and I wasn't touching any of it. I wasn't gonna clean up any drywall. Who knows what's in that? You know what I mean? Like,
I had drywall. That reminded me, I had drywall fall on me when I was sleeping above my head, but it wasn't heavy. It was like the paint part of it.
Yeah,
It wasn't like the ceiling crashed above me or anything like that. But yeah, I think there was a leak coming from above me or something.
Crazy.
And just it caused that.
A lot
New
of,
York apartments.
I was just going to say, New York City apartments, especially these pre-war buildings like where I lived, they're just very like old and they're not well maintained, I feel like.
No.
Not yours. I'm just saying the place where I lived wasn't
totally
the best building in the world. So, you know, and it's such a weird kind of standard here. Like, I come from a small town in Maryland and it's like, yes, of course there are buildings that aren't well maintained, but the standard of living isn't like this in New York City where like, you know, if your ceiling starts falling down on top of you while you're taking a shower, it's probably not a big deal in New York to your super, whereas, you know, anywhere else it might actually be.
Yeah,
so
the living conditions, like the what you're willing to put yourself through here is so much different than anywhere else, you know. But at the same time, we live in New York City.
Yeah,
so there's advantages
on
both.
Pros and cons, of course.
Pros and cons. But, you know, I encourage our fans to sort of talk about any of their like major apartment issues. I'm always curious because every time we kind of posit things to the fans, they always super, super surprise me. Where
me too.
When we were talking about having like 7 or 8 siblings, and I was like, whoa, what are these, like rabbits? And then someone wrote that their father has like 20 siblings.
I know. I mean, this is Steph.
20.
Steph.
That's bigger than my immediate family. 20. I couldn't remember everybody's name.
Steph in the Facebook group says, I'm re-listening to the Jody Arias case. John and Darren said 7 kids was a lot. My mom has 17.
Did you just say Jan and Darren?
John and Darren? No, I don't know. Did I don't think I did.
I really thought you just said Jan, and I was Jan like, are we thinking that you're some sort of like
I could have, because I'm a little bit wobbly after that shot. John and Darren said 7 kids was a lot. My mom has 17 brothers and sisters.
Holy hell.
Which is insane. And then people, of course, were commenting.
I have two first cousins. Two.
Yeah, me. I don't even think I have one. Amy says my mom was the youngest of 18, and I've got 6 brothers and sisters, so she kept that family trend going.
But imagine having like 18 aunts and uncles.
That's insane.
That's insanity.
Elise says my grandma had 13. Angel says my dad has 20 brothers and sisters. Guys, it's a lot. How do you financially? Like, I'm just curious, like how financially people could support a family with 20 kids.
That's what I don't get.
I don't know.
I like don't understand that.
They made it somehow. So
my God. Yeah. And like think about all like, you know, my brother and I had different eating preferences when we were growing up. Like my brother was a kid, didn't like pizza.
I did the same.
He was just like a monster.
What?
My brother is not a human.
I've met your brother and
he likes pizza now. Thank God. Oh. He normaled out. Oof. But my God, he didn't. And so my mom would kind of have to like make us 2 different things. But imagine if it was like 17 different orders. Like my mom's a short order fucking cook.
Oh my God, that would take all day. That's like a classroom of kids.
No, it is. Like those are bigger than most of my college classes.
Yeah.
Jesus. Nuts.
Well, I think that's it for this week's Another Shot. A little short and sweet episode for y'all.
Yeah.
Darren's going to go take care of her apartment.
I think. I don't know. He said he's fine. We'll see.
Give us an update on next week's Another Shot.
I will.
See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.